This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 2. A profound transformation. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Maybe you've heard some of the profound I am statements of Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. Jesus lived an effective, purposeful life because he knew his identity. With unwavering clarity, he knew he was the Son of God, sent to redeem the world. As we explore the meaning of our identity this month, we'll find a number of ways to describe ourselves in light of the ways God has created us. We can think of it as a treasure hunt through the scriptures to uncover our new identity in Christ Jesus. So often we cling to false notions about identity. We focus on things like athletic prowess, academic achievements, or career success. Or we highlight how funny, famous, or fit we are, or even how good a parent we are. But what happens when the applause fades? Do we maintain a firm grasp of who we are? The Apostle Paul explains that when a person comes to faith in Jesus, they undergo a profound transformation. In some ways, like a caterpillar emerging as a butterfly, believers transform to become a new creation in Christ. This fundamentally alters the way we think and act. Our identity is no longer defined by fleeting ideas, but rather by our relationship with Christ. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for making and remaking us in the image of Jesus. Help us to understand who you have made us to be. Give us the courage to live out our identity in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.